Walking up to the door, you're thinking, I can't lose my 4.0. Not my sophomore year. There's no way I can lose my 4.0. You ring the doorbell. Butterflies in your stomach. But that's just because he's so damn cute. Oh, you know he's older and married, but you just can't help but be attracted to him. That's why you chose him over all the other tutors that were available. That crooked smile, and oh, how tight he keeps his body. He answers the door, suit coat gone, tie gone, his shirt partway unbuttoned, and he smiles that crooked grin at you. There goes those butterflies again. He takes you back to his desk, and you sit down nervously crossing your legs. He puts one hand on the desk, the other is up on an elbow, and rests his face in his hand. And he asks what you're having trouble with. You start to explain how geography and a bit of geometry, and his eyes just start roaming over your body. You feel him visually undressing you. You squeeze your thighs together, feeling that heat start between your legs as he eye fucks your body. You tuck your hair behind your ear and bite your lip. Then he grins again. So, he says, little girl, are you really here to be tutored in geography and geometry? You were, but now you're second-guessing yourself. Is the reason you chose him because you want him? Is the reason you're sitting here squeezing your thighs together, your pussy practically dripping, because you want to fuck this man? You squirm a little in your seat, and he smiles even bigger. You know, he says, that chair isn't as comfortable as it looks. Why don't you come sit on my lap? And he pats his thighs. It's so tempting. But he's married, you think. I shouldn't do this. He's older, and he's married. And, oh, God, do I want him. You find yourself standing against your own will, walking towards the chair he's sitting in behind his desk, sliding your short skirt ass over his thighs and sitting down, sideways, so that you could put one arm around his shoulders. He leans in and kisses your lips softly. He tastes like vanilla. It's amazing how much you want this now. You start to run your fingers through his hair, and he takes that as a good sign, leaning in and diving his tongue into your throat. Your mouth swirl in meat as your body feels his starting to grow under your hot ass. Doesn't appear he's very small either. Oh, his hands start to roam and one goes up your shirt, cupping your breasts so hard. His kiss becomes needy and hot, diving deep into your mouth, clutching at your body, running his hands all over you, and you don't ever want him to stop. His hands move up your skirt, and you feel one run along the edge of your panties, right against your thigh. Oh, God. You want nothing more than to feel that finger dip and there it goes, sliding underneath your panties and feeling your wet folds. Sliding deep inside you as he plays with your clit. You're moaning into his mouth now as he fingers you. soaking his lap with your juices. He adds a second finger and starts to pound your tight little pussy so hard. Oh, he spins you around facing him and frees his cock between you. Your suspicions were right. He is sizable. Your hand goes down and grips his shaft. Oh, I should keep kissing him, and his fingers are thrusting in and out of you. Feeling your hand on him, he groans into your mouth and breaks the kiss, picking you up and dropping you on his desk. He spins you around, and as you face the desk, pulling up your skirt from behind, oh, he slides your panties off of you nice and slow, just so you have time to protest. But how could you ever protest a cock like that? He runs it up and down your warm, wet slit, making you even wetter, and squirm back against him. He slides inside ever so slowly, filling you up and feeling how tight you are around his hard cock. Your pussy is practically dripping at this point as he starts to thrust. Filling you balls deep, you squeal as you feel him pulse inside your pussy. He starts to thrust, pushing deep inside you, pounding your warm, wet folds. Oh, God, he moans. You're so fucking tight. Oh, fuck. Oh. He keeps pounding you, feeling you start to contract around him as you come. Oh, and you grip the desk, bucking back against him, furiously kneading his cock to fill you up. Oh, grinding against it and fucking exploding. Oh, you lay on his desk panting. Oh, as he pulls out, pulls down your skirt. Oh, it starts to jack off onto the top of your ass, coming soon after you do, coating your nice round ass in his hot white seed. He comes back with a warm wet towel and cleans you both up, letting you get dressed. You're sitting in the chair when a woman walks in, and you assume it must be his wife. She had to have heard what happened. She seems to sniff the air. Oh, fuck. You've been caught by his wife. He sits back and smiles, and she looks over at you, and she kind of half grins. Little girl, you think you're old enough and mature enough to fuck my husband? Oh, ho, ho, ho. You are going to pay for that. Her voice sends chills down your spine. She eyes the desk, and you glance over, and you notice there are ropes attached to the side of it. You're not sure what that means, but in the time it takes you to think about it, all of a sudden, you feel both their hands lift you onto the desk. You thought it was kind of weird that it was mostly bare and just a few papers. Oh, their hands pull at your clothes. You're fighting back, but it's just useless. They're much stronger than you. They have you naked and tied to the desk. And she's walking around, smiling, as she caresses over your skin. Such a pretty girl to think she can steal my husband from me. Oh, you are going to have to lay there, naked and exposed. Your cunt just dripping juices. And you get to watch how I fuck my husband. How a real woman fucks a man. And you're gonna watch the whole thing. She takes out a small vibrator. And she turns it on. In the lowest setting. And she places it on your clit. You jump a little. But it doesn't feel bad. She covers it in a piece of masking tape to hold it against your body as she starts to strip. Her curvy older body is attractive. She's got nice tits and a good ass and a nice cleanly shaven pussy. Her husband falls to his knees to worship it, diving his head into her pussy and just lapping lavishly as she looks over at you. She holds up a little remote that you assume goes to the vibrator, and she bumps it up one notch. He just, eats her. For what seems like a very long time, as you're tortured by the low vibrations of the vibrator on your clit. She pushes him back in the chair, and she turns around. His cock is already rock hard again, and dripping pre-cum down it. She bumps your vibrator up one more notch, as she slides onto his cock, letting out a long, shuddering moan. As she starts to bounce on him, she looks over at you and says, "You have much to learn, Christine. You need to be in control of this cock. If you want to own it, you need to own it. You need to fuck him, not have him fuck you." His eyes are rolling back in his head as she fucking pounds his cock inside her, bouncing away as her tits sway and her hands on her knees. He looks like he's in total ecstasy. She smiles and bumps it up one more notch. You feel yourself getting close to orgasm, watching these two go at it as she pounds him into her on his chair. She looks over at you, her mouth agape, and starts to moan. Oh, God. Oh, I'm so close. Come on, little girl. Oh, come with me. Oh, come with me, imagining this is you on that cock. Imagining that I've taught you how to own it. Think you're worthy to fuck my husband. You have so much to learn. Oh, come with me, Christine. Come with me. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh. You feel yourself drenched and panting as she backs the vibrator off. She jumps up off its cock. He looks disappointed, but not surprised. His cock is rock hard and just dripping wet. She smiles at him and says, "Go ahead and finish yourself off. That's not my job." He walks over to your naked body and starts to jerk his cock, aiming it at your tits. It's thick. Cock is so close to your mouth and all you want to do is taste it. But nope, you're tied down to the desk. She stands on the other side watching him. Oh, fingering herself as she does. She bumps the vibrator on again, turning it almost to maximum, watching you buck and squirm on the desk as he jacks off over you. You feel his warm cum start to splatter across your chest, and you just groan out loud. Oh, feels so good. You look over to this woman, this wife of the tutor that all you wanted to do was fuck, and realize just how much she has to teach you. Just how much she owns you right now. And just how much you want to be just like her.